Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Penny Nelson in for Rachel Miro. Online retail giant Amazon.com wants to let California voters decide whether to overturn a new law that forces online retailers to collect sales tax in the state. The companies filed a petition seeking a referendum on the new tax policy, which was included in the state budget signed last month. Michelle Obama, along with three former first ladies and other political dignitaries, will be in Palm Desert today for the funeral of Betty Ford. The widow of former President Gerald Ford died Friday at age 93. Republicans are hoping for an upset win in a Southern California congressional race today. Vying for the seat vacated by Congresswoman Jane Harman, GOP activist and marketing consultant Craig Huey has spent $750,000 of his own money in his campaign to defeat Democrat Janice Hahn in a district that stretches from Venice to San Pedro. Frank Stoltz of KPCC has more.
Craig Huey's a 61-year-old Tea Party favorite, a social and fiscal conservative who's promised he would cut taxes and reduce regulations if elected.
In the last 3 years, there has been a major assault on business by regulatory agencies, with government lawyers with unlimited time and unlimited money making bureaucratic decisions.
This is the big difference between the two of us. Mr. Huey, who's a millionaire, wants to protect a big business, wants to protect millionaires and billionaires.
During a recent debate, Janice Hahn, a Democrat who sits on the L.A. City Council, called for higher taxes on the rich. Hahn, the 59-year-old sister of former L.A. Mayor Jim Hahn, has said her opponent's brand of conservative politics is a bad fit for the district.
I think his ideas are way too extreme for this district.
Craig Huey's countered that Janice Hahn's L.A.-based political resume makes her a bad match.
Career politicians of the failed policies of Los Angeles don't belong in this district.
Democrats have an 18-point voter registration advantage in this district, but Huey's big spending has made the race competitive. A cranky electorate and an expected low voter turnout have added uncertainty to the outcome of this special election to replace former Congresswoman Jane Harman, who resigned to lead a political think tank. For the California Report, I'm Frank Stoltz in Los Angeles.
Janice Hahn has announced she will be scaling back her Election Day appearances following the death of her mother yesterday morning. Six federal officials will soon report to work in Fresno at the mayor's office. It's part of a White House pilot project to help cities cut through federal red tape and draw on national economic expertise. The California Report's Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca explains.
The White House has selected Fresno as one of six impoverished cities nationwide to receive special federal support for its economic development plans. Mark Zuckerman, deputy director of the White House Domestic Policy Council, said in Fresno yesterday that the Obama administration has a good feeling about the city's future.
This is a city that's smartly working to reposition itself in the state. If you're a business wanting to expand or start up, hey, think Fresno.
Fresno Mayor Ashley Swearingen says the feds will put boots on the ground to help her accelerate the city's economic development plans, revitalizing downtown, upgrading regional transportation, and creating jobs in the food processing industry.
Let's face it, we are the food capital of the world. We've not always leveraged that to the extent that we can, and we've got to turn that into industrial job opportunities, and I believe we can.
Other cities selected for the program include Detroit and New Orleans. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.
With groundbreaking legislation, Napa is now the first county in California to require permits for in-home caregivers. As Alex Liu reports, law enforcement officials say regulation of the industry is long overdue.
When Jane Rasmussen fell in the shower for the third time, she knew things had to change.
The circulation in my legs is not good, and I plop over. The third time, I tore a shin as well as my arm.
Rasmussen is a calm 87-year-old with short gray curls. She lives at a bucolic retirement community on the outskirts of Napa. She moves slowly, using a walker. But recently, she's had to face yet another unpleasant part of getting older. She had to hire someone to help her bathe and get dressed.
I was letting someone invade my private territory. And I didn't like it, but I didn't have a choice at that point.
She'd heard horror stories about caregivers preying on the elderly, and Rasmussen wanted to find someone she could trust.
I had one friend who, when she was with an agency, caught the woman taking money out of her purse. So you become very much a victim You have less control over your world, and you are more dependent.
But now, officials are watching caregivers in Napa much more closely. Under a new ordinance that took effect this month, caregivers have to pay for and pass a criminal background check, as well as buy an annual permit. A group of Napa officials pushed for stricter protections after a sensational 2001 case in which a caregiver stole the assets of the elderly woman he was looking after and left her for dead. Stronger education and enforcement measures soon followed. Since then, Napa County has seen the annual number of reported cases of elderly and disabled people robbed, injured, or killed by their caregivers in Napa go from 13 cases to 49 cases last year. Napa County District Attorney Gary Lieberstein says he believes many abuse cases go unreported, and the caregiving industry needs more oversight.
We require massage therapists to be licensed. We require taxi drivers to be licensed. But we weren't licensing the folks that spend the night in our parents' houses while they're asleep. We should know who these people are.
The ordinance applies to paid caregivers working in private homes, as well as to those who receive room and board in lieu of pay. It also requires family members to go through the county-administered background checks. Elder abuse experts say Napa County is likely the first jurisdiction in the nation to go that far. Lieberstein says he understands concerns from caregiver advocacy groups that doing background checks on relatives may be too intrusive, but he says family members are a big part of the problem.
A majority of these cases actually do occur because of family members taking advantage of an elder.
Caregivers in Napa who violate the new rules will face fines and up to a year in jail. Lawmakers in Sacramento are considering similar statewide legislation. A bill that would require individual caregivers to get licenses and obtain background checks is currently under debate. For the California Report, I'm Alex Liu.
That's the California Report for Tuesday, July 12th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Penny Nelson. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. The California Endowment, building healthy communities because that's where health happens. More information at calendow.org. And Chevron, investing in renewables, strengthening communities, and creating jobs. More information available at chevron.com.